USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project. The project's director, Philip Klein, said Monday on Newsmax TV, there's blood in the streets, referring to evidence after crimes have been committed.
What evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots. Now, we do this by reaching out to voters. We crunch the data from the government, and we actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting rolls. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state, and all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.